This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Across from southern Israel, explosions lit up the night sky just across the border in Gaza late on Saturday as the Israel-Hamas war intensified. The conflict in its 23rd day Sunday started after Hamas militants from the Gaza Strip blew through Israel's highly fortified separation wall on October 7th and attacked an open-air music festival in Israeli border communities. Israel launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip and sealed it off from food, fuel, and other supplies in retaliation for a bloody incursion, vowing to destroy the militant group. The war is the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with his Israeli counterpart Sunday as Israeli forces continue pounding targets in Gaza, killing thousands of civilians. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Biden administration continues to walk a fine line when it comes to the balance between Israel's right to defend itself and the need to protect civilians in Gaza.
We will continue to talk to our Israeli counterparts. We'll continue to ask hard questions.
That's White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The UN has called for a humanitarian ceasefire. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll among Palestinians this month has surpassed 8,000. More than 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of supporters from Pakistan's main religious political party rallied in the capital Islamabad against Israel's bombing of Palestinians in Gaza. They chanted anti-American slogans that accused the U.S. of backing the aggressor. This is